One of the 14 area nonprofits participating in the program to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion is Ozark Literacy Council. Patty Sullivan, the executive director of the Ozark Literacy Council, says it made sense to be part of this opportunity.
Even though we're one of the smallest organizations that participated, it was really interesting. We have an opportunity in Northwest Arkansas to sometimes get seriously talented consultants and advisors to advise our even our small organizations. So we've had the opportunity to adopt best practices through some of these training sessions when they bring in experts and or use area experts to help us learn. We were also interested in being with the other larger organizations to see how they were managing their DEI practices. We're very small, one of the smallest involved. And we thought, but everyone has kind of similar obstacles and problems. It's just a matter of scale.
Yeah, I was going to ask because...
And solutions.
Yes, of course. I was talking to Erin Hoag a little bit ago, and she was talking about the peer idea and organizations talking to each other. What were some of the things that you found out or discussed with the other representatives from the other organizations?
We were very open in our discussions in our small groups about some of the challenges and the opportunities we all had encountered. Some of the larger organizations, I learned a lot about just the scale of change when you have an organization of hundreds of people, how difficult it is to change trajectories or change conversations. And we also learned one of the things that we resolved during train was partnerships. We have lots of opportunities for partnerships. We serve, in a typical year, we serve about 350 adult students. 95% of those students speak languages other than English. And in 2019, we had students from 50 different countries serve during the course of the year at the Literacy Council. And that reflects Northwest Arkansas. There are people here from all over the world. And so we have the opportunity to for people to come here. We serve as a welcome center. So people come here and meet each other and have conversations. And then they interact with our tutors and have more conversations. So although in some sense... So people approach us about partnerships a lot because we have lots of diverse students and tutors as well. And we had to understand the why of those partnerships. And so it was so interesting to talk to larger organizations about how partnerships get constructed and also how they're beneficial for everyone involved.
So where are you now in this process, and what do you plan to do next?
We are we're thrilled to have been provided seed funding to bolster our volunteer opportunities. We have a thriving volunteer group. That's how we're in business. We've been serving students for 56 years now. We have about 80 volunteers in a typical year. We have classes in the morning and the evening, but we also have a lot of one-on-one tutoring. And those one-on-one conversations become friendships, like one-on-one conversations do. So our tutors and our students, perhaps newly arrived with not a strong command of English, somewhat uncomfortable about their new region, their new life, they develop friendships with their tutors. And this is one of the really golden things about what we do is we create and diverse social networks. It's what we do is we create new opportunities for social networks. So we realized that that was an area that we needed to examine and embrace and increase and encourage our volunteer organizations, our relationships with our volunteers.
I am guessing that not every single moment of every conversation about diversity and inclusion and equity is always easy to have. I mean, there's got to be some introspection there that takes some honesty that, you know, you've got to really want this at times.
That was one of the brilliant things about the training, was we were asked very specifically to practice those hard conversations, to identify what makes us uncomfortable or feel other, or whatever the scenario was. It was really interesting to work with peers throughout the region with real commitment about making this change, and absolutely difficult conversations, and still, I think, continue to be difficult, and that's practice is what makes them important.
This is something that is manifesting itself with your staff, your board, your volunteers, but I'm guessing the goal is to also help with the region. As you send volunteers out, as you are a welcoming center, that more concentration or more awareness about diversity, equity, and inclusion can have ripple effects out into the community from Literacy Council?
We expect ripple effects in a couple of ways. First of all, the connections that we made during train, because remember this was 2019, so we were all together in having these conversations and breaking up into small groups and meeting each other with a shared purpose and goal. And I think a number of people, I know I did, created new relationships around these conversations that we have now been able to. I was able to reach out to Dr. Marcia Shobe, who's at the university and is with the Ideals Institute, with a very particular question, and she was able to help me. And I knew her already, but we'd had the framework of that conversation through train. And I think that our organizations will continue to interact in that way. And that's essential. And I'm so pleased that so many organizations, it spent a lot of time on this, and that some of the funders in the area are really making this important and critical to our growth as a region. It is.
Patty Sullivan is the executive director of Ozark Literacy Council. She talked to us via Zoom about her organization's experience as a participant in a program designed to help 14 area nonprofits bolster diversity, equity, and inclusion. The project supported by the Walmart Foundation and the Walton Family Foundation.